Well, welcome to the basketball podcast here for today, joined by Travis Traphagen, the women's basketball coach at the University of Sioux Falls. Fresh off the practice floor, Trap, thanks for joining us here today.
No problem, Bradley.
How is, you guys are a week into it here, and what would you summarize as far as how the first week has gone for you guys?
You know, I'm very optimistic about where we're at, like we discussed earlier. Just transitioning from that NEI to a Division II school, we were allowed so much more time with our kids in the preseason in the past. So I was a little nervous coming into the season, just wondering if I've covered everything I wanted to before we start practice. As you well know, I mean, you could spend practice on a lot of tedious things that just take a lot of time, but our kids are really picking up on things, and I think a lot of that comes down to some good veteran leadership that's helping coach out a little bit. But yeah, excited after officially six practices are done. We have a scrimmage tomorrow already, so the true test of kind of where we're at, I guess, is when the lights come on tomorrow and we kind of scrimmage against somebody different to kind of see where we're at. But I'm excited about six practices in where we're at.
Well, good. So you mentioned, I'd like to get in a little bit, the difference between the NAI and the NCAA Division II rules, which you guys are now under. And do you feel like that in the long haul that it's going to be a positive impact on your program the way that it was structured more this fall? Or
I think 110%. Yeah. You know, I think the NEI should stand for more is always better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you don't really have rules, you just felt obligated to start practice when everybody else did and just go through. And here, having some different rules on you, you know, it helps you probably be a little bit more organized in practice planning. So instead of just wondering what we're doing today, you know, we really have weekly goals that we want to make sure that we get covered throughout the week. So all in all, I think it's great. It's helped me balance my family life, getting home and seeing my wife and my dog, which I have a dog now. But yeah, it's a good thing, and I think anybody that goes through it probably has their, you know, if it's hesitations and wondering, well, do I like this, do I not like it? But I think that's one thing the NCAA has kind of figured out when you talk about life and balance. I think not even talking balance for coaches, because we know the business that we're getting into, but it's really talking about balance for the student athlete, that they have time to be one of serious students, a great athlete, but also have that time to be a kid and have a social life as well.
Yeah, I think that's always been a key with the NCAA and something that they've always had at the forefront of their mind.
Yep.
So, curious, you know, this time of year where you're not yet competing, you mentioned you have a scrimmage tomorrow, but no competitive games. Is this a time of the year as a coach that you enjoy? Or maybe I should ask, what do you enjoy the most about this time of year when you're not quite in competition, but yet you're in the thick of practicing every day?
Yeah, I really, probably one of my favorite parts of being a collegiate coach, one, I love the recruiting. Some people don't do that. But I really like teaching the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we finally kind of got our type of recruits that we want. So now, instead of having to change our system every year, we're kind of recruiting to our system now. And just teaching the kids on our expectations of what we want offensively and letting them know that you can't really screw it up. Eventually, you're going to have to play your way back into our scheme of offense. And it's really been, you know, fun to watch, I guess, because this is being my fourth year. I have two kids that have stuck with me for the whole time. We got Jamie Holfer and Betsy Hildreth, who were two of my first recruits. That to watch kids' transformations as freshmen, where we really threw them to the wolves, but now getting to be seniors and helping me essentially be an extension of two more coaches on the floor. We got two new freshman post players that have a chance to be pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But I mean, also those two are almost coaching them more than what I am. So I enjoy this time of year, but I also say it's hard for me to get out of my mind just what's coming around the corner. Is with the scrimmage tomorrow, you know, hey, I could care less that we got a scrimmage. One, I want to get better and learn from that. But, you know, in probably about 10 days, we have our first exhibition game up at North Dakota State University. And, you know, hey, now that's actually the first time you're keeping score and you're on the floor. And I think it's a great thing. Every year that I'm going to be here, I'm going to try to get that exhibition game. And, hey, moving up, playing a Division I type school, when you want to be ready and to be able to go compete, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I think Willie would be proud of me saying this. I'm not going up there just to say, hopefully we can keep the score close. I'm going up there to win a basketball game, even though that win or loss doesn't count against us. Yeah. Our kids, you know, I would say winning is contagious. And if you can go and beat a team that's as good and as established as what a North Dakota State is, you know, I think you're going to be really set for a great season.
Let's talk a little bit about what's kind of your philosophy as far as, you know, playing, like, for example, or doing a scrimmage, you know, a weekend. A lot of coaches maybe wouldn't want to do one that quickly. What do you like about doing one that quick?
Honestly, if I had to do it again,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Actually playing Morehead State, I guess a new name, University of Minnesota State, Morehead. Excuse me. they owed me a scrimmage. And it sounds so simple just to get dates for teams to come in. Well, you know, they owed us a scrimmage, but they play South Dakota State in an exhibition game here next week, so they need to get one in.
Okay.
You know, so it's really kind of fitting the pieces of the puzzle together a little bit. You know, it's so hard to play midweek games. So, you know, really for a scrimmage. I mean, nobody really wants to miss classes and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, if I had my druthers about me, I'd probably have it probably next Tuesday or Wednesday if I could. But you know, where we're at now, eventually I always say you really test yourself when you play against somebody different. Because, you know, we've been practicing for a week. Everybody knows what we're doing and this and that. But it's just good to be able to play against somebody different. So, hey, not caring if we win or lose any type of scrimmage because we don't keep score. But, I mean, it's time, you know, and I think for where we're at right now, I'm excited just to go against what I guess I call a very top-level Division II, where I'd anticipate if I tell the Northern Sun rankings are probably going to be ranked in the top five, top six in the Northern Sun. So, yeah, if I would do it next year, yeah. I'll probably try to go 10 days or so into practice is when I'd like to have my first scrimmage.
Sounds good. What, you know, this year's a little bit, obviously, the transition for USF into Division II is one thing, but also the fact that you guys are not in a conference this year. And I know, obviously, when you look at that, that's not an ideal situation, and it's a short-term situation, luckily, for you guys, just 1 year. But how, as a coach, do you try to still spin that in a positive way for your players? What are some things that you try to talk about in those regards?
You know, one thing I use with our players, but also recruiting, because don't think that every other school ain't trying to use it against you, is, you know, anymore, there's not even a guarantee. You know, they actually just passed in the Northern Sun that everybody will play in the conference tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lot of teams always using against us, saying, well, they can't compete for any postseason. Well, I also say, too, there's a lot of teams in the Northern Sun that don't even make their own conference tournament. So there's never a guarantee. But we're really looking at, maybe cliche to say, but we're looking at every single game that we play is kind of a proving ground that we belong at the Division II level. Our November is filled with all Northern Sun and Rocky Mountain schools that we're playing, all Division II schools, and all of them are probably saying, well, hey, can they compete? Can they do this? Can they do that? Well, not only do we have to play all those schools, but we got to play them all on the road. So, hey, do we know our backs against the wall? Yeah. But I'm also going to say, hey, we come out of there 6-0, we're looking pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you got to make the most of it. You know, there's been a lot of schools that dear friends of mine, Coach Williams at USD. I mean, they're going through, what, a 5-year transition.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's easy to be able to sit there and say, oh, poor me. I got 1 year being in a situation like this. But it's 1 year, and our kids have really handled it well. I think it's just knowing that, hey, it's something that our school has never been to before. We've never been a Division II school. So, you know, you're really leading us the voyage in the right direction. So we always talk about, hey, Let's take the first step, make it be a positive one. So, you know, at the end of the year, we're trying to make it like a tournament. We got a tournament in Vegas that we're playing in that has some independent teams in it. So we're trying to create that postseason feel for our kids at the end of the year. But I think each and every game that we play is kind of that stepping ground leading us into the Northern Sun.
Sure. You know, I've kind of thought that in some ways, you know, while certainly not being in a conference for a year is not ideal, if you're going to be transitioning to Division II, in some ways this can make for a little bit of a softer landing, you know, in some areas. I think, you know, maybe perhaps the football team's seen that a little bit this year here at USF with some competition they've been able to schedule. And what's talk a little bit about, obviously you mentioned you're playing some Northern Sun teams out of the gate, but what's the rest of your schedule look like when you get into, like, January, February?
Yeah, I'm glad that we kind of had, you know, everybody's kind of got an alliance, if you want to say. But, you know, some other teams that are going through the same thing that we are, we got Minot State. We got Black Hill State, and we got School of Mines. And then another school that really kind of helped us out in terms, you know, granted they're not Division II, but is Dakota State, who went independent. So, you know, we got all those schools that essentially we've kind of created a situation that when we go out, to Black Hills, we get to play Black Hills and School of Mines. You know, when we go to Minot, we're actually not the most ideal situation, but we play Minot on a Friday and a Saturday.
Okay.
So as we get into January and February, a lot of our weekends got filled, and that was kind of one of my scary parts when you're putting a schedule together is, you know, I've seen some transitional schools go maybe 10, 15 days without a game. You know, and that's when it's really hard to be able to motivate your team to want to go practice. One other school that really helped us out because of transitioning is University of Nebraska, Omaha. You know, so we actually play them at their place, and they come in. We got a Division I coming to our place to play because we help them out with their scheduling as well. So, in all honesty, I think don't quote me, but I think we have nine of our 26 games, and you would say 10 with Augie being a neutral. But we have 10 games that we essentially play at home. And for me, everybody has a different view of it. But for me, going through a transition year, 10 really home games really isn't that bad.
Yeah.
I did read in the paper the other day. I didn't even know they were doing an article, but I think we actually play one game at the Stewart Center before Christmas break. You know, then I was like, man, I'm the one who put that schedule together. but all in all, you got to kind of take what's given to you a little bit in a transition year. And you know, I'm calling these Division IIs, getting games. And most times when you travel to a Division II, you get a guarantee. Well, all these schools knew they had me. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. So I ain't getting any guarantees. We're just going to go play, hopefully compete at a high level. And and really, if we can do a great job of winning and competing this year, it only helps our recruiting for the future, you know, because it answers all those questions. Hey, can you compete when you go Division II? Which, you know, not mentioning schools, I hear that all the time right now from schools. Like, why do you want to go to a school where – Are you really going to be able to compete at the Division II level? So I guess that's for us to prove at this point.
Sure, and that's part of the transition process. And like you mentioned, I think, and certainly we've seen that from other sports here at USF too, is just being able to schedule and try to challenge yourself to compete now at that level is good. So, well, thanks for the time today, Trap, and appreciate it. And really look forward to seeing your team here on the floor here in the near future.
Appreciate it, Bradley.